407-278-5939. You can call us and we will, be sure to take your call in. A lot of those
Hello?
Racing calls coming in. And we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Rocio and I have a question. Here's my father.
All right. Go ahead.
Here's my question. Why is it so expensive for a family of four to go down to Disney?
How expensive is it?
I mean, why?
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 Mm-hmm.
I think it's because a lot of people want to do it, and anytime you get a lot of people who want something, the price goes up. So imagine, like, yeah, so think about this, right? If you wanted to buy a pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people like pizza, so pizza is like $10 to $12 for a pizza, right?
Yeah.
A good pizza. But everyone hates broccoli, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can buy a pound of broccoli for like 15 cents at your grocery store. Not 15 cents, but like a dollar. You could buy all the broccoli you could eat for a dollar, because no one likes broccoli, right?
Yeah, I know.
But pizza, people love pizza.
Broccoli.
So pizza's more expensive. So it's the same thing with Walt Disney World. Everyone wants to go there, so it's more expensive.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Cool, and that's why.
And I have another question. It's from my father.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Hi, guys. This is Dave from Beloit.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How's it going?
Good. It was a good question.
Hey, what's going on? Just want to start out saying I just got the unofficial guide for 2008. Awesome.
Thanks.
Bring it up.
Hey, don't forget to look for the there's a bunch of corrections online, and there'll be more posted. I mean, the dining plan is the big one, the tickets, but then there's some other minor stuff I got to work on.
All right. Hey, just a quick, I guess a hypothetical question almost. The other day, in my email, Disney had an offer come through with one of their little codes on there.
Yeah.
And it just so happened it was for the exact time that we were going down there anyway. So I called down there, and I got it that night. I called first thing the next morning, and they looked it up, and they said, oh, well, we don't know why they would give that code, because the resorts are all sold out during that time. And this is for the end of October. Now, the other funny thing about it was, she said, the marketing people must be really doing their job, because it was all sold out anyways.
Wow.
So I couldn't, why would they?
So hold on. So they sent out a card, and the resorts were already sold out, and someone told you that?
Yeah, they
man, I would if you could get someone else to say that, like when you call in again, I would say here's what I do. I would say thanks very much for the explanation. I'm not mad at you, but I'd like to clarify this with your supervisory manager, and then ask them the question, why are you sending out cards when you know that the resorts are booked?
Mm-hmm.
And see what they say.
We'll try it, because I was originally booked in at Pop Century. I had gotten an offer, got into Port Orleans Riverside for about $100 less than Pop Century.
Wow, so really?
This came through, and this was an offer to go to Saratoga Springs or Old Key West. And I at least wanted to price it out. But they wouldn't price it out because all the packages were sold. And she actually told me all of the resorts are sold for the end of October.
Oh, because the race, right.
What race?
I would, the best you could do is to call into the reservation center again, hope that you get the same explanation, and then ask the question, and say, I understand the explanation, and I understand that you didn't personally sent out this postcard to me, but how is it that Disney's sending out postcards for when they should know that they don't have capacity? And if the rep says, I don't know, if the person on the phone says, I don't know, I say, well, can I talk to your supervisor, because I'd really like to go, and I would change my resorts or my vacation at these rates. So it's definitely something that I'd like to pursue. Do what they say.
We'll give it a whirl.
Cool. Good luck with that. Let us know how that goes, by the way. I'd love to hear it.
It was ZUM.
Cool. ZUM. All right. Call back and let us know how the call goes, too.
All right. We'll give it a whirl.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. And we will be answering many more calls, and we have another call right on back of it, which is great. Lots of callers tonight. And who are we speaking with now?
Hey, it's Patrick from PatrickandLydia.com.
Hey, Patrick, you made it in.
And it's also Lydia from PatrickandLydia.com. Hi.
Hey.
Well, we want to call and tell you about our trip that we took in, when was that? Good grief. We're on trip number 5 this year.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you check out, speaking of our website, PatrickandLydia.com, I blogged about my Ultimate Magic Kingdom Touring Plan attempt. And it was not an official one. I didn't contact Lynn in advance for it, but I explained why in the deal. So,
how did it go?
I got the majority of things. The two things that I ran into were, one, for things that were open. For instance, it was Extra Magic Hours, but I didn't get the Hall of Presidents in time to do that before Extra Magic Hours. The other thing was the weather. And Belle stood me up. So
really?
She was not available for story time with Belle by the time I was ready to have story time with her. So.
You gotta watch the clock on that one. How many attractions did you get to see?
What did it say? I don't have that up. I don't have my own website up. I'm looking at your website. 36, was that? 36.
That's really not bad. That's really not bad.
Yeah, it was great. The crowd level was pretty low, so that helped.
Yeah, good.
He was also dragging around a pregnant lady, so for most of it.
That's right. There's only so much they can do, right? At that point.
Yeah.
So we'll echo your request for a touring plan when we're down there for Mousefest.
I did a couple of chicken exit things, but.
Cool. Definitely look at the touring plans for seniors. Those work out pretty well.
We stayed in Pop Century for the first time, Scopa Towers for the first time, and we liked it. I don't think I'd recommend it for more than about 3 people of any decent size. You might get 2 small kids in that room.
Yeah, we say the same thing. It's really hard to do that.
And we're
it's 260. Yeah.
I was going to say, our next trip, sorry, we're on a Vonage line, and so we're probably delayed even further. Our next trip down is going to be staying at Port Orleans French Quarter. And for the Mousefest. And so any building recommendations?
I think we had somebody ask this. It was what did we say, 3 and 4?
No, 5 and 4.
Building 5. Yep, building 5.
Is it in the book? Because we got the book, of course.
Of course, it's in the book. Yep.
Yeah, take a look at the map. You'll be able to see it. If you take a look at the map on the I'll get you the exact page here in a second. But if you look at the map, we show where the buildings are oriented around the check-in lobby.
Okay, cool. Since the last time we called in was that we've actually made it into the paper here, and there's a lady named Ms. Cheap, and we sent her a whole bunch of tips about how to be cheap at Walt Disney World, and we made the front page of the travel section, and we plugged the book for you.
Cool, thank
you. And we told them how we heard all from you guys, so... I got that. That's on our page, and I'll try to post it in the chat room. But there, it just went in the chat room too. So,
cool. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, friend Lydia. We appreciate friend Lydia, Patrick.
Friend Lydia.
So that's in the chat room.
Yeah, Fred is in the chat.
Okay, we'll see you guys at Mousefest.
All right, I've got Fred Block on my mind.
Rock on.
All right.
Bye.
Fred and Lydia. Where did that come from? Fred and Lydia.
You know. 407-278-5939. It's Fred Block. He's always causing trouble. We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Causing trouble with Lydia?
Chris from Nebraska.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Hey, Chris.
Going good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Are you like our third caller from Nebraska today?
I think I am.
Must be the corn.
Number 3.
All right.
It is the corn. The Huskers won this weekend, so everybody's just in a Disney mood.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hey, anyway, guys, a couple of quick questions. One comment. I contacted you guys' show last April before we went down to Disney World and asked you guys if you could have a Dole Whip on the PTA. I was told I could. I got busted.
Yeah.
The lady would not let me get on the PTA without a Dole Whip. Or with a Dole Whip. I didn't want to get on without a Dole Whip.
I don't think...
Wait, which one of us answered that question?
I don't remember.
I see an episode of Stump the Stumps coming up here.
I think what a lot of it is also is that there's actually a cast member who was not like asleep on that attraction that actually cared. Most of them don't care. I think you just got a cast member who was, you know, just feeling a need to enforce. I think you could just as well find many cast members who wouldn't have cared at all. I mean, I've been on that ride so many times where we get to the end, it's like, can we just stay on here? And they give you this look of like rolling your eyes and like, whatever, man, whatever you want to do. Yeah, I really think that's almost the exception. I'm sure the official rule might say something else, but I think a lot of people just don't really care. So, sorry to hear that didn't work out for you that time.
My dream is just to lounge on the TTA, sipping on a Dole Whip, getting a little Escopa's Magic Elixir.
Hold on. Wait. Okay. You said TTA, but I visualized monorail in my head. You got denied boarding on the TTA?
Yes.
With a Dole Whip?
Myself and my two children on because I had a Dole Whip in my hand.
I've had lunch on the TTA. there's no way.
A full course meal.
That's kind of what I thought.
A random cast member. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, of course
that
I mean, the Dole Whip. I'm not going to waste any.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Did you get a brain freeze after that? You're like,
oh my God, my dad!
No.
Leave.
Yeah, I can imagine. I don't know, man. I think that's just a random cast member. Because, like I said, my daughter and I brought pretzels and drinks on the TTA when we were there in July, midnight. Yeah, so come on now.
Well, we appreciate you calling in with your story there. Sorry it didn't work out for you with the Dole Whip, but hopefully the next time it'll work out for you.
Yeah, I'm going to try again in July. If I have to, I'll smuggle it into my backpack.
There you go. All right, thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate it. 407-278-5939, and you can give us a call, and we will put you through. We have a call coming in, and we shall put it through. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Matt. It's Larry and Mary from Elkton, Maryland calling.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hang on a second, because I wonder... It's Mary's birthday, and I was hoping that you guys would wish her a happy birthday. Hang on just a second, please.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
How does it feel to be 25?
Good. I don't mind. And I'm always proud to be one day older than I thought. I don't mind.
Well, Mary, everyone in the chat room is wishing you a happy birthday. And
feliz cumpleaños.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, boy. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Anytime.
Have a great night.
Thanks, you too. Yeah.
Good night.
Take care, Larry.
You know, I mentioned the chat room, and you can join us in the chat room by going to wdwtoday.com. And you can find a link to the chat room right there for episode number 17. And you can join us in there. There's about 74 people in there right now. So it's a lot of fun. definitely want to join in right over there. And we have another caller coming through. Mr. Newell is going to put her through. Sorry, Ellen, we'll have to push it over to the side. You know how we are with our listeners. We love our fans.
It's just that Emerson from New Zealand said happy birthday, but it's a day. It was yesterday. That's awesome. Nice.
That is great. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys, this is Byron from Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, Byron.
Hey, Byron, how's it going?
Going pretty good. Earlier, there was a discussion about cabins at Fort Wilderness, and there was a mention of favored loops, and I believe you had mentioned Loop 2100.
Somebody in the chat room had mentioned 2100, and I seconded it.
Okay. Because we have a trip coming up this In fact, it's this Saturday. And we're staying in a cabin at Fort Wilderness, and tomorrow is our 5-day out mark, and just trying to figure out exactly what to recommend, if really anything specific in the cabin.
So the good thing about the 2100 loop is that it's close to the check-in, so the settlement depot. It's not close to Pioneer Hall, though. And if I recall correctly, I was it's like a half a mile jog there or back. Anyway, I don't think you can get a bad cabin. I love the cabins at Fort Wilderness. If they were a little less expensive, I would stay there more often. Only because at night when you get back, it's so darn quiet out there. Even during the day, it's still relatively quiet. If you're looking to be close to Pioneer Hall, you can obviously ask for a cabin that's close to Pioneer Hall, or you can ask for something that's close to a bus stop. But I did not get a whole lot of, I didn't have a whole lot of problems walking to any of the internal bus stops.
We're going to have a rental car for the trip, and we're going to have one of the golf carts for a week.
So you'll be fine. Yeah, so, just,
it's more an issue of quietness.
I don't think the walking is going to be a big deal. I mean, you can get to Pioneer Hall with the golf cart for all of your, theme parks except for the Magic Kingdom. Take the car and drive. It'll be faster.
Yeah.
Are there preferred loops in Fort Wilderness? Do they add a steeper price to those cabins closest to the settlement? I think it's called the settlement. Pioneer Hall.
I don't think so. Because I mean, everything's so spread out that it's just a hike. It's like, if you want to hike to either place, maybe to Pioneer Hall might be closer, but I doubt it. Byron, I think you'd be fine with any of the cabins. I mean, if you're close enough to Pioneer Hall or close enough to the settlement depot, it'll be easier if you're walking. You will have a little bit more noise. And I'm telling you, have you stayed at Fort Wilderness before?
When I was like knee high to
grasshopper.
It's been a while.
Back when there were actually Native Americans roaming the grounds?
Yeah, back when Scopa was originally tilling the earth for a crop.
That's so funny.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have earth to till.
Yeah.
Funny.
And
so you'll be fine. I mean, good.
You know, I've heard all the talk about making requests and the 5-day mark, and I've heard call it in, fax it in. No, and they don't tech faxes anymore. What's the going way to do that now?
There's no faxing in. You can call, and I've heard that they've actually changed the call-in procedure to do 1 day out now instead of 5 days. But try the 5-day out and see what happens.
5 days out, still in. People, I mean, you can call in 5 days before, and what they're going to tell you is that they can't make any promises, blah, 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 blah. They're going to, you know, do their best. So a lot of people call in and they get that, we can't promise you anything, and they assume that means no, but it really means yes. So just, you know, understand the Disney ease, so to speak, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Is that from Marissa?
That is from the source.
And did you check recently? Because we've had a couple of callers who said that they got just sent back at the CRO.
I think it's just a cast member who does that. You know what I mean? It's just like a cast member on TTA. You know, same
thing. Right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So hopefully that'll help you out there, Byron, and we're looking forward to seeing you at MouseFest.
I'll be there. In fact, I'll be there for the Tower of Terror race.
Awesome.
Ooh, rock on. Cool.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Byron.
Okay, thanks,
Byron.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye, Byron. And we have a call coming through from, I think it's Rhode Island. Let's see when I'll put this through. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jamie from Rhode Island. How are you?
Hey, Jamie, what can we do for you tonight?
Jamie, what's happening?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good,
I have a
great
quick question. We're going down to Walt Disney World next weekend, and we had ADRs at Tepanito. Yeah, that was for next Sunday evening, and we had gotten calls to say that they, you know, because of the renovations that they're doing, that they were going to look to have us eat somewhere else. But they also offered us VIP Illuminations passes, and I had never heard of them and really couldn't get much of a description as to what that was. I imagine it's like some type of preferred viewing, but I figured I'd call and find out if you knew what that might be, where they would set us up, and maybe how many other people we might be competing with in the area that we're going to go to.
Yeah, so if it's the private viewing for Illuminations, it's usually either at Morocco or at the UK. There's that fish and chips place behind the in the UK?
I do, yeah.
Jamie? So behind that there's that area that's a little bit lower to the water. That's one place where they'll do preferred viewing Illuminations. Another one is at the over by Italy. There's sort of that raised stage area. It's actually like a bridge.
Okay. Do you think that kind of gives us, you know, time to take our time to get over there because we're not going to be, you know, competing with the general crowd, or do you think we should still try to get there as early as possible and get set up?
So there's probably 100 other families that got the same sort of compensation request for you for being bumped from Tepan Edo. But you still want to get there, 20, 25 minutes early to get up against the railing. The thing is, and I was just there in July in the place by the UK, and I was one row back from the edge of the water. It was fine. I mean,
okay.
unless you're 6 feet, you'd be great.
And I've done two Illuminations areas. One was they screwed up something for a reservation, and they gave me Italy. And then I've done the Illuminations private viewing area in England. Mike Newell was there as well. And really, when you're in those areas, I mean, when you're there, you're there. You've got that closed off area. And Len's right. I mean, if you want to be right up against the railing, that's why you want to get there early. But certainly, you'll have a closed off area, so there is a little bit more leeway. If it's like 20 minutes to, and someone needs to go to the bathroom or get something to eat, you don't have to necessarily tell them hold it, and try to, get your spot, because the spot, that area is being held for you. So it's just really a matter of how good of a spot in that area that's being held off that they're going to keep for you.
So I probably shouldn't put that type of pressure on my 6-year-old then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, something comes up and you're going to be there 10 minutes or 15 minutes instead of 20, not a big deal.
Yeah, what do you mean you have to go? So what's for the railing view for you? Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Well, all right, well, thank you guys
sitting
so
on
much.
Her shoulders now. All right, thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie. 407-278-5939. And we have, already another caller. That's great. Hi. That one did not go through. Noel, these buttons, they confuse me.
your technology.
Yeah. 407-278-5939. And we've got a call coming in. And when we bring this one through, let me push the old button. Where is it? There it is. All right. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Christine. I'm from Philadelphia.
Christine, you finally got through.
Hey, Christine.
Yes, I know.
Go Phillies.
I'm excited. I actually wrote you guys a few weeks ago. We're planning a big family trip in December, first week. We're going to be there during Malfest, but I don't know how much we're going to be able to get there. And then we're doing the Magic Your Way package, the whole thing. And then in July, I'm going back with my daughter. So I'm going to, on the first day, upgrade all our tickets to annual passes.
Uh-huh.
And what we would like to do is try to get a Disney Dining Experience card. But from what I can find out, we can only do that after we get the actual passes. And then we can only do it during the week.
Yeah, they don't staff the call center.
Monday through
for that.
Friday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
And we get there on a Saturday, and part of the reason why we want to get the card is because my in-laws live locally, and they're going to be joining us for dinner Saturday and Sunday night. So we thought we would try to get it, but I guess there's no other way for me to get around that.
If it's not a Monday, Wednesday, if it's not a weekday, I'm not sure that there's any other, there's going to be any respite other than like, maybe you can try calling before and talking to somebody. Maybe there'll be a cast member that's like pity on you. Because you have to show your annual pass when you pick up the card.
Right.
It's the temporary card.
When I pick it up. So if they order it for me.
Can your in-laws do this for you?
Well, they don't have annual passes, but they are Florida residents. But then they would have to eat with us everywhere.
Oh, right. Someone from the chat room is suggesting calling in with a voucher number for your annual pass and seeing if that works, which I think is a good idea.
I won't have a voucher number because I'm not going to have an annual pass until there. I'm there.
Yeah, that's kind of in a catch 22 right there. Because
why can't you buy the? Okay.
Because we're going on a Magic Your Way packet.
Right, and my husband and my son
are with us, so I can't. I'm not going to upgrade all of us to annual passes beforehand because that would be a waste of money.
Can you upgrade one of them?
Well, we're not paying for my son. He's two. So we'd have to upgrade my husband, but he's not coming with us in July, so that would be a huge amount of expense.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tough. You may have to bite the bullet there and deal with the No Disney Dining Experience card for that trip. Like I said, the only other thing I would do is try calling into Disney Dining Experience and, you know, kind of give them the sob story. And sometimes people take pity on you and they say, hey, that's okay. You know, try like two or three times. See if someone will bite on it. You know, people, there are humans over there. So, you know, you never know when someone might say, you know what? Okay, not a problem. We understand. We sympathize with you. Why don't you just do this or something like that? You know, granted, it may not work and you may be.
Have to show the pass to pick the letter up when I get there?
You need to show your annual pass to do if they're going to ask for it. Right.
So maybe if I call the week beforehand and say, listen, I'm getting my annual pass on Saturday. Can you have the letter there waiting and I'll show my annual pass when I pick it up?
That's what I would do. I would just try to call in and put, you know, throw yourself on the mercy of the court.
That's a level of coordination, though, between two different groups that I wouldn't put much faith in. But okay, you can try it.
You got nothing to lose. That's all I'm saying.
I'm trying to plan, and
more power to you, Christine. I mean, try it and see what happens. I think that's your best bet. I just.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christine.
I appreciate all your help.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939. And you can give us a call. And just before we get to this 10 o'clock hour, we'll take this call that's coming in. And just before we answer it, just want to have a quick reminder that this episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by Magic Meets, which is being held on Saturday, July 19th, 2008 in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, just 20 minutes from Hershey Park. Magic Meets 2007 is sold out to the 540 people back in 2007, which was this year, and it just sold out in 10 days. So if you're interested in coming to 2008, be sure to visit www.magicmeets.com for all the information from the 2007 event, as well as information for the upcoming 2008 event. And we thank the good people at Magic Meets for sponsoring our live show here. Mm-hmm. And we have a call coming through. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Rachel from Florida.
Rachel, would you happen to have a brother that worked for Line at one point?
I happen to have a brother who works for you guys.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I've met your brother, and it's just disappointing beyond belief. So I hope that one day you can move far, far away from him.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Rachel, who's your brother?
We like Josh.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
Never mind. Len's a little slow, Rachel.
Oh, sorry.
You can't hear too well, Rachel. You know, he just came from, like, you know, 50 million concerts. So what's up, Rachel? What do you got? Got a question for us?
No. Actually, I'm just calling to say hi and give a shout-out from Sarah. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and supporting the Josh and Sarah fan club. I think there's one or two people in that club, and although Scope is a member, he gives Josh quite the bear hug every time that he sees him. So we appreciate you calling in and saying hi, Rachel, and tell Josh to figure out how to work the chat room, because there's plenty of people who figure it out, and he's the only one who can't. So,
okay.
Is he having trouble getting in?
Yeah, he's like technically, I don't know what his issue is. Everyone else is able to get in. Josh can't, so he's probably working on his Halloween costume this year, which I don't know if he's told you what he's trying to be.
Oogie Boogie, isn't he? I think he's going to be Oogie Boogie.
So, Rachel, is Josh your older brother?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So you're not yet in college?
No.
Okay, if you go to University of Central Florida or USF, wherever Josh is going, just give me a call when you get there. We'll put you to work, too, for the guide.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Rock on. All right, cool.
Thanks for calling in, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939. You can give us a call, and we will put you through over here. We've got another call coming through. I'm going to use my bring caller in button. Hello, caller.
Yes. I'm calling from Indiana, and I'm in reference to a past episode about the FastPass changes. And I didn't know if there's any new changes in terms of you talked on the episode about tiered FastPasses or based on where you stay in the resort. Is that, has there been any new development in that area?
No, nothing nothing recent. Disney's actually said that it's only one of a number of things that they're looking at, and they haven't committed on it yet. But the fact that they're still, you know, working on it and putting through these patents tells me that it's not just some sort of dead end in terms of technology. I mean, they wouldn't be putting all that money and effort into the protecting the intellectual property unless they saw a business plan at the end of that. So nothing okay, right now, but I definitely think they're working on it. I think what they're trying to do is figure out a way to make it palatable to the general public. You know, okay, trying to explain it so it's, yeah.
Yeah, the episode, I think it was like 285, we talked about they added the barcodes to the fast passes and things like that. And
yeah.
I haven't listened to now. I didn't know if you'd talk more about that or if there were any of those changes had actually taken place.
Well, we actually did talk a little bit about what's on the barcodes themselves, and it's really just it's pretty much the same data that you see printed out on the FastPass. You know, the return time, the time you got it, stuff like that. There's also, I think, 4 digits at the beginning of the barcode that we think specify the attraction number that you got it the FastPass for and the machine that you used, but I'm not entirely certain on those 2 things. But, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. That was a very interesting article. Jim Hill had something about that. And of course, Jim got his information from Len about that, those FastPass changes. And that's certainly one of those things that everyone has to keep kind of their eye on for those kinds of changes that are coming through. 407-278-5939. You can give us a call. And we've got a call coming in. We'll see if this one will come through. This looks like someone who's been having issues getting through here, and hopefully I'll be able to get it in. Hello, caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kate from Long Island, New York.
Kate, have you been the one in the chat who's been trying to get through all night?
Yes.
All right, well, there you go. Finally, you made it in. You're our, I don't know, whatever number we're up to, 57th caller, whatever it may be.
Number 18.
18, lucky 18. What can we do for you tonight, Katie?
Okay, so my boyfriend and I are going in the beginning of January for his first trip. And I wanted to know where, he doesn't like kids. So I want to know where I can find Mickey with the shortest wait.
It used to be at the studios when he had his own little meet and greet area over there by the former Who Wants to Be a Millionaire building, but that's gone. And that was the best place to meet him, I thought, in terms of a short wait. Other than that, I'm trying to think. I know there's a place, and it's on the I can't think of it. Can you guys think of a place that you can find Mickey at with a short wait?
Chef Mickey's.
In Camp Mini Mickey in the Animal Kingdom. If you get there early enough in the day, everyone's running to Expedition Everest or to Kilimanjaro Safaris. And I think if you get there around between 9 and 10, you'll have to check the greeting times to see when
you're
there. But if you're there, Camp Mini Mickey, it'll be fine.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
407-278-5939. Long Island, thanks, Mike.
New York.
And
USA.
407-278-5939. We've got another caller coming through. Let me bring it in over here. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
My name's Jenna, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hey, Jenna. What can we do for you?
Hey, we're going to be down there a couple weeks for the Food and Wine Festival, and we just want to know if you guys have any tips on what not to miss or places we need to definitely see while we're there.
Food and Len, wine. Any Gravlax this year?
I've not seen Gravlax. There's a running joke from the show where
episode one, in fact.
Yeah, episode one where I gave a caller bad advice about Gravlax at the Sweden or Norway pavilion, and they didn't do it that year. So I'm hesitant to mention specific food dishes, although I'm guessing shrimp is going to be somewhere on the menu. What's good?
We had those gyros. I don't think you can go wrong with those gyros we had.
Yeah, the Australia tends to have some really good food also.
Yeah,
but so the Australian wines have got quite a bit of play the last couple of years, and they do shrimp as well. I don't know, but there's only so many things you can do with shrimp, right? It's interesting because every year I go, there's usually some sort of either unofficial theme or there's some sort of dish that everyone's trying a variation on. And so like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, it was spicy chicken. And then 2 years ago, it was where everyone did like some version of spicy chicken, you know, spicy chicken on a stick, spicy chicken in a pita, spicy chicken, you know, whatever. 2 years ago, it was ground beef. So I didn't go last year. At least I don't remember going. So it'll be interesting to see this year, Jenna, what the theme is. The ingredient that everyone uses, for sushi. It. So if you go, let us know what it is. Call us back and let us know what it is.
Okay, yep. Definitely.
Before we go,
thanks, Jenna.
Thank you so much.
You're at the United States Pavilion. Ooh, go ahead.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Okay, bye.
All right, thanks, Jenna. And 407-278-5939. And you should also mention to Jenna that there's been a lot of great recommendations in the chat room. So if she's not already in there, I would recommend that she come into the chat room and check it out. And of course, the directions for getting into the chat room is very simple. Just go to wdwtoday.com and you'll find a link over there. 407-278-5939. And again, this episode of Walt Disney World Today live show is being sponsored by Magic Meats. So be sure to check them out at www.magicmeats.com for all the information on 2008. And we have a caller coming through. Hi, who are we speaking with?
I'm Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, where are you calling from?
Virginia.
What can we do for tonight?
Okay, I'm the one who's been in the chat room all night trying to find out what you guys know about the lights on the castle for this Christmas.
Oh, good question.
Oh, that's right.
And if it's going to be only for the Christmas party or if it's going to be every night.
I think it's an every night thing.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it just for the party. I mean, they went through a lot of expense.
So let's go back. So they've installed around the Magic Kingdom castle, they've installed special, I believe they're LED lights, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they did it about a month ago. The effects are supposed to be primarily used for Not So Scary and Very Merry Christmas Party. But my understanding is they've got generic effects that are there for all of the times of the year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I think They wouldn't be making those infrastructure upgrades unless those kind of major infrastructure upgrades like installing lights. Oh, the dog got to her. Run, Kelly, run.
I'm putting the phone on mute.
No, that's good. But I think that's what they are. I think those LEDs will be there for a while.
Okay, so it's safe or not. We'll be able to see them without going to the Christmas party then, probably.
Yeah. And when's your next trip?
We're leaving in 60 days, November 30th.
Okay, so you'll definitely be there for the lights.
Yeah, I think you're fine. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Good luck.